T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The legalization of recreational marijuana brings with it a variety of legal issues, especially in the workplace. Let's discuss some of the key ones. Jeff Kroll is joining us. He's attorney and partner at Caveney and Kroll here in Chicago. Jeff, thanks for being with us. A lot of concern, I think, has been raised about people who, whether they're on the job or not, are driving high, maybe don't realize that they're high or how high they are, the accidents that are caused. It seems like there's a lot of potential challenges there.
That's an understatement. And I think what you just said scratches the surface, because there's a difference here. And, you know, Illinois, we've kind of gone through this whole transformation from distracted driving while drinking. Then we had cell phones. Now people are able to smoke pot and drive. The problem is, you know, with alcohol, we've got a 0.08 level. We can't detect whether or not someone's high when they're driving. And there's too many people that are taking to the roads right now that feel like they're okay to drive. But, you know, there's studies out there that judgment's impaired, decision-making's impaired, reaction time's impaired. You know, for example, if you're traveling 60 miles an hour, you're going 90 feet per second. If you're distracted at all, in 5 seconds, you're traveling 450 feet. So for a football field and a half, someone that's high will not have the ability to maneuver that vehicle safely.
And so, as you mentioned, it's got to be difficult for officers, because you've said there's really no clear test to be able to say this person is high and this is how high they are.
Correct. And that's going to be the problem that police officers are having throughout the state of Illinois. I know there's some communities that are trying to develop a standard. There's pilot programs going on throughout the state to measure levels in their saliva. But currently, the cutoff detection is, it, you know, without the medical, it's at 40, but you really need to get down to 10, and we just don't have the technology yet to do that.
And are we seeing at all, I mean, thinking people who are doing this for the first time, they don't know how much they can take, how much they should take, how much they can handle, and it probably differs from person to person.
100% accurate. You know, it's like giving kids the keys to the candy store, sort of effect. You know, I've this friend, Jenny, who was sitting there eating Doritos, and I looked at her and I realized she had been eating these edibles, you know, and it's just how people are. They don't even know the impact. You know, if you're a young kid, a young adult, and you start eating edibles or start trying these things, you have no clue of the impact or effect it's going to have on your body.
And then in the workplace, you figure you're going to be okay, and you go to work and you're not okay, and then your employer's got to figure out what to do.
Well, it's funny, because the tide has turned. Years ago, workplace drug screening that turned up marijuana was a fireable offense. You're done. The landscape has changed, and now it's gone from, you really need to determine whether it's recreational or medicinal. And I can tell you that ending zero tolerance drug testing policies may be in effect, but maintaining zero tolerance drug-free workplaces are still going to be in vogue. And, you know, for example, yeah, I can drink legally, but if I show up at my office drunk, they can get rid of me.
Yeah, or right.
It's my firm, so they can't. But it's a nice thing. But, you know, the principle is in effect.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Jeff Kroll. Interesting. An attorney and partner at Caveney and Kroll in Chicago.